Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local right now. In studio, I have your new favorite band, Moon Fever. What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, Kevin.
What up? So, what's going on? We got some new faces to me, at least, and then Tristan over here, who you probably know his sultry voice from Hellbot.
What's up, man? How are you?
Doing good, man. It's great to hear you on with a newish band. I actually don't know the history of you guys, so I'm eager to know about this, about, you know, bringing Tristan into the fold and everything. But before we get into that, let's go around the room. What's your name, and what do you do in the band?
My name's Dave, and I play bass.
Hello. My name is Mitch. I play guitar.
Hey, my name's Troy. I play drums in Moon Fever.
My name's Tristan. I'm the vocalist.
Right on. So I guess let's jump right into it. When did Moon Fever start? And were you guys going prior to getting Tristan in the band? Or, you know, what's the history, the backstory?
Well, I would say this. So, you know, started this Moon Fever thing, you know, basically around the pandemic, which is like a great time to start a project,
sure.
By the way.
Yeah.
Really gets you going. Love opportunity.
Great momentum.
Great momentum. There's like a lot of like things on the horizon, you know.
Live opportunities, yeah.
You know, and, you know, I started it and we did a few things, a few tours, a couple singles, you know, with, you know, fairly okay success. And then I moved up to Seattle because I came here on tour and I was like, wow, I'm going to live here.
Nice.
I don't know if you know this, but it's amazing here.
Where are you from, man?
Before this, Los Angeles, and then cool. I was touring, you know, for about a year, but based out of Texas, which is, you know, basically it's like more of a gear storage facility,
sure,
than an actual home.
Okay.
But yeah, I came up here, you know, just kind of reworked things, and for some reason, you know, some of those dudes didn't want to come out here to Washington, and kind of had to restart a little bit, and got with these guys, and everything's been absolutely amazing since. You know, I think I would consider this band now like 6 months old, you
okay,
know, because I think
yeah,
this is what I've been trying to do, and finally I'm doing what I'm trying to do. If that makes sense.
Right on. So how'd you guys meet?
Well, Troy and I have known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up together at an orphanage.
Wow.
Yeah. And Troy's
here in Washington?
No, yeah.
West Philadelphia.
Oh,
wow.
West.
Born and raised.
That's. Troy and I have been in and out of projects together for a long, long time. As a rhythm section, living together and basically being father and son or brothers.
Okay.
You learn a lot about each other musically.
That's true.
And then we had a mutual friend put us in the same room as Mitch, headmaster. Orphanage guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's how we met Mitch.
So you guys had played in bands previously?
Long. Oh, yeah. Troy and I for forever.
Me and Dave have been together for about a decade. Yeah.
Wow.
On and off with multiple different bands. Yeah.
Cool. Anything we would know?
Yeah. Troy and I played with Hiro the Hero for a long time.
Wow. Okay.
And we were in a band called Varsity Week for about 3 weeks.
Okay. So Varsity
3 weeks.
Nice. Nice.
And yeah, we were both kind of on a lull after the pandemic. And our friend Don reached out and was like, if you guys aren't doing anything and Mitch isn't doing anything, maybe you guys should meet.
Yeah.
And we met Mitch and it just kind of clicked right away.
That's awesome. And Tristan, how did you jump aboard this project? Were you kind of... what did somebody kind of say, like, hey, you got to check out this guy's vocals, he's great for this project, or how did that
kind of... I was the janitor at their orphanage.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of cleaning up, but you know, I got to know Dave and Troy pretty well, yeah, they just heard me, you know, when you're mopping away you just start whistling, singing some tunes, and I guess they thought I was pretty good. So from then on, you know, they're like, come and meet Mitch.
You guys are spinning me on quite the web, dude.
This is quite... Yeah, but so, like, no. What's a good part of this story is that, you know, we were trying out some people for the new band, and, you know, we were holding auditions and stuff, and there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got Tristan in the room with us, and I was like, all right, this guy's got this, like, cool, like, little book, and we were talking, yeah, it was a lyric book, and I was like, all right, I'm like, you know, whatever, like, me and him really clicked, I think, in the first meeting, and, you know, it honestly, within, like, the first 10 seconds of us playing together, me, Troy, and Dave look at each other. We're like, well, we got the guy. I'm like, nice. Cancel the auditions. And like, we were like, cancel the auditions. He's got the gig. So, yeah.
Sweet.
It was the right thing. It's, you know, some true magic.
Real quick, I do have to, all jokes aside, I got to give a shout out to Will Andrews, the drummer for Walking Papers, 10 Miles Wide, and a million other projects. Sure. He's the one who threw my name in the hat for this project to start. And I just got to give a huge shout out to him, dude. You know, had he not said my name, I don't know where I'd be. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. So you guys have played some shows. You played a showcase over at the Funhouse, El Corazon area. You guys played a big showcase down in Las Vegas for a rock radio convention. Part of it kind of with a band called Godsmack. I think you may have heard of them.
Yeah, true.
So, man, you guys got some momentum right out the gate. So you guys working on a new record? Do you guys have a single we've been playing here on Loud and Local? Are you guys working on new material? Or
Yeah, we just got back from Los Angeles. We've been recording with Jim Kaufman at his studio down there in Santa Monica.
Wow.
We just ripped six songs with him?
Yep, six songs.
Yep.
That's
six
awesome.
Six songs.
That's
so
awesome.
That, I think that...
It's a record.
That puts us at a record.
To finish our record.
Yeah, we're at a record.
And it is so nice to be done with that.
Cool.
So we can move on to the next phase.
It's weird to close that chapter.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's awesome. So, Mitch, this was kind of like your baby, right? Moon Fever was kind of like your baby. So what was your original, like inspiration? You know, what did you envision in this? Like, just some, like, full-throttle rock and roll? Just some...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always been very, like, influenced by, like, you know, Queens of the Stone Age and Royal Blood and, like, a little bit of STP and, like, you know, some of that 90s stuff. But, like, you know, wanting to make it modern and, you know, I think... what we do right now as a band really encaptures honestly what I've been trying to create for, you know, years, not with this project, with, you know, multiple projects I've worked with. I've always tried to do, I think, what we're actually doing now, which is so exciting, you know.
That's awesome. How long have you been, you know, when did you pick up an instrument? And
I started playing,
62.
I think, when I was 14.
Nice.
Thank you, Dave, for that. And, 14. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Playing guitar a long time, man.
That's awesome. Well, let's just go into a song here and give people an idea of what we're talking about. We're going to jump into, do you guys want to do Live Fast, Die Young or I'm Gone?
You want to do a quick rock, paper, scissors?
I'm gone.
All right, this is a single we've been playing here on Loud and Local. You probably recognize it. You'll be singing along in no time. We got Moon Fever. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on The Rock, we got Moon Fever, and you guys are going to be going down to Arizona, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Arizona, Tucson, yeah.
Playing with Buck Cherry.
Yeah, man. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome.
We're really looking forward to it.
Cool, man. Well, you guys look to have a pretty cool 2023 then, it seems like. You're starting, or you're ending the year with some shows with Buck Cherry. You got these six songs that you're going to present as a record.
Yes.
And what other goals do you guys have for the rest of 2023? I'm sure, you know.
The game plan really is just to, like, tour, drop singles throughout the whole year. You know, we're truly trying to be, I mean, we finished this record, so we're trying to be on the road literally all of next year. That's really the game plan, you know.
Get out of Dodge.
So more music videos, you know.
Yeah, music videos, man. Shows, just doing the normal thing that bands do to grind and get ahead, man. We're just trying to live those dreams. You go hit the festival scene, play as many shows as we can, and play our music for the world.
Yeah, I'm trying to quit my day job.
Yeah.
We're trying to make these guys quit their day jobs.
Real bad.
I'm getting similar vibes here as when I had this band in the studio a few years ago, Dragged Under, and they were, you know, kind of up and coming band, and had some momentum, and then we did this interview, and you know, then like 6-7 months later, they're all over the place. They're touring Europe. They're playing all the big rock radio festivals all throughout the United States. And then, of course, you know, we were always a champion of Aaron Jones, and now seeing him, flying the flag of the Northwest.
Awesome.
So, it's gonna. I feel like, you know.
Aaron just finished his tour, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. Congratulations for that.
So I'm getting some similar vibes here. So that's awesome. I got to ask, do you guys going to be doing this independently? You thinking you guys getting some talks with some labels? You don't have to mention what, but.
You know, I've always looked at it like this. If I could be on a pirate ship doing exactly what they are doing, I'd rather be on a pirate ship. You know, I kind of like the idea of no one telling me what to do at all times, which is kind of fun. You know, like, no rules.
Yeah.
But, like, but you know, I mean, you know, we're always open to ideas.
Sure.
Is that vague enough?
No. Yeah.
But okay, I thought that was pretty vague, and I think I liked that.
We like where this pirate ship's going right now.
Yeah. This pirate ship's moving pretty good.
The pirate ship's sailing, and if anybody wants to join on our pirate ship, we'll think about it.
Or maybe not.
If anyone wanted to pay you some money to do exactly what you're doing, then why not, right?
Sure.
We can talk. We gotta be able to sword fight, though.
There you go.
Yeah, sword fights.
Pirate Canyon. Or...
There's a lot of jobs upon the pirate ship.
I see.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I only want the good jobs, though. Counting doubloons.
The swashbuckling?
Yeah.
The swashbuckling.
Sharpening swords and knives.
Yep.
Swinging off
the
crow's nest.
The crow's nest, yeah.
Damn, so, we are vague.
Very vague.
Wow.
It's
okay.
Like you can't say anything.
Gotta think of,
you can't.
Okay. Well, guys, so aside from, you know, getting this project up and going and playing together and like playing music and pouring your heart into that, what other kind of stuff got you through the pandemic? Because, you know, it's really weird to think that we're in this room, and for about 2.5 years, I couldn't do that. I couldn't have bands up into the studio. We were all operating, you know, via Zoom, and that was a product of the time, and it was cool for what it was, but it's awesome to have bands in studio really, you know, feed off the energy of the room. But during that time, you know, what were you guys doing? Were you guys just funneling all your energy into music? Were you guys working day jobs? What were you guys doing?
I was drinking.
Okay. All right.
Lots of alcohol.
Lots of day jobs.
Well, I was making a lot of music.
Nice.
I think actually right as the pandemic was starting was when the last band that I was in, Hellbot,
yep,
started. We got together. So I was writing.
I think your record release show was like right as the pandemic was starting, right?
Oh, man. I have the worst memory. It could have been. I think the record release show was actually after, because I remember the restrictions weren't as tied up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But it was at Drunky Two Shoes.
Two Shoes. And it was after our Showbox show had gotten canceled.
That's right.
We were really bummed about that. Yeah, so we made a last second call, and we're like, well, we're going to release our album, and we still want to do that. So,
yeah,
we called up Drunkies, and they hooked us up last second, a Saturday night slot, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, we showed up, and everybody else did, too, and it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. So, you guys you guys grew up in Philadelphia together.
Yeah.
West Philadelphia.
Tacoma, Philadelphia?
Right. It's a borough. It's a borough.
Five.
Yeah.
Five Washington.
What were some local or Northwest bands that inspired you guys growing up?
Honestly, a huge inspiration for me, not like the oldest band, but early stages of 10 Miles Wide, The Mothership, quickly became my favorite band, not locally, but my favorite band like of all time for a long time. Will Andrews is the best of the best.
Yeah.
You know?
Shout out, Will.
But that whole band is phenomenal.
We do love you, Will.
Yeah, The Mothership was huge.
Awesome.
Good choice.
For sure.
What about you, Tristan? You've been in the scene forever.
75 years, give or take?
I think it's a wide popular favorite, but one of my all-time favorites, just for Seattle specifically, would probably have to go to Alice in Chains, man. Yeah. I can't deny that.
Yeah.
You know, and Mad Season probably more specifically, too. Mm-hmm. I think the Mad Season album was probably one of the best albums to come out of its time.
It's good love making music.
Great love making music.
I think I saw a picture. I'm not sure if I'm making this up or not, but I don't think I am. I believe I saw a picture Kathy Faulkner posted of you and her dad and your dad, and you as a little boy. Is that a picture I saw?
Yeah, I think that was at the Mural Amphitheater.
Yeah,
stage.
Old School Pain in the Grass.
Yeah,
the Second Coming, of course, your dad's band.
Pain in the Grass, yeah.
That's awesome.
Trip, dude. Wow. It's a long time ago.
And what about you guys? Some of your favorite, Northwest bands of all time, whether it's, bands like Nirvana or, bands that are playing these days.
Well, I mean, you have to love Nirvana for sure.
Yes.
But also in Bremerton, maybe like 15, 20 years ago, there was this band called Valley of the Dinosaurs.
Shout out to Dustin Mangini.
You know them.
Yeah.
Well done.
They were probably the best band in Washington at their pinnacle. And what, they were like 18, 19?
Incredible band.
Incredible musician.
Other bands too, like Power. He did a band called President Kennedy is Assassinated. But yeah, Dustin, Valley of the Dinosaurs. That's a deep cut, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty impressed, Kevin. I didn't think you would know who they were.
Oh, man.
That's a goodie.
Dude, this is Kevin Nears. Come on.
What about you, Michelle?
I'm going to go with a band, maybe you've heard of them, called Dead Moon.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah.
From Seattle?
No, they're from Portland.
Oh. Shout out to Fred and Tootie and Andrew.
Pacific North. That's up here.
Representing. Yeah.
And also, Dead Moon's great.
Dude, Dead Moon's great.
Dead Moon's like top tier.
If you were mentioning doing it on your own, that's a band that 100% did it on their own. They pressed their own vinyl.
They're the most
DIY,
rock and roll
dude.
Band. Yeah. They're the epitome of what rock and roll.
Dead Moon's awesome.
The epitome.
Some of their records a lot of their records, they don't sound the same record to record because it was all produced in house and then duplicated in house. And there's a short portion of the documentary Hype where they interview them in it, and it was such a cool like little part where they're like out in the forest smoking cigs and talking about making their own records.
Dude, they're so
and
simple.
I mean, let's just say like their songs, bangers, man. Yep.
Did they absolutely record everything in mono?
Sounds like
no.
It.
I think they absolutely did, bro. Yeah.
E for disaster. E for my eyes.
Yeah, man.
Sure, man.
You guys should do a cover. That'd be
for real. We actually maybe have tried
that
in the studio before.
Kevin,
Dead Moon Fever.
Dead Moon Fever.
Dead Moon Fever, man.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
Kevin planted the seed.
Yes. I don't want to plant any more seeds.
It's all right, man. You can plant seeds with this band. Nobody will tell or charge you child support.
Okay, nice.
Well, speak for yourself, brother.
So you guys are heading down. You're going to be driving down.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Yep. So what's your junk food of choice?
Oh, this beef is the wrong time.
I was
just
saying, Troy's got them all. Don't say
beef jerky. Troy eats the Takis flavored sausages.
I'm the master of snacks. Yes. And everyone's like, Troy, why'd you buy that? And then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm chilling with my snacks. And they're like, can I have some?
Yeah, exactly. It's true, though.
Troy, what were those beef sticks you bought that had like no nutrients in it?
All right. So Takis, the chip, Takis makes a sausage. And
I saw that.
Shout out Takis. They're delicious. Like the first bite is horrendous, but you got to keep trying them, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep trying.
All
them.
Bites are horrendous, dude. They're barely edible.
No, thank me later, guys. Thank me later.
Yeah. I don't even think the first ingredient's pork. It's like a sodium or acid nitrate or some weird stuff,
dude,
like
they're
that.
They're not suitable for rats.
Takis, I'm taking sponsorships. Yeah, so.
So I recently saw a Taco Bell commercial with the band Turnstile. Their song was featured on a Taco Bell commercial.
Sick. Hey, Dave, why don't you talk about your Taco Bell hookups, your previous.
Okay, yeah, go into it. Talk about Taco Bell.
When Troy and I were in V-Dub, we just happened to win. Taco Bell did the sponsored event for bands called Feed the Beat.
Yeah.
And right. Whatever happened, we won.
Wow.
So they gave us $500 Taco Bell gift certificates.
In $5 increments.
In $5 increments.
Oh. We had a $100.
We're driving up to every drive-thru in L.A. in a 96 Ford 16-passenger van. And having this monstrous, like, $40, $50 orders, which is a lot of food at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And pulling up to the drive-thru window and making them run all of these.
Oh, my God.
Making friends everywhere we go.
I would never eat Taco Bell again after that, but.
It's delicious.
You got us.
Taco Bell's great. We love you, Taco Bell.
It's just good.
It's great.
It's not bad.
So, okay, so I guess we kind of answered the question. My question was going to be, Turnstile, their song was featured on a Taco Bell commercial. If you guys were to have some sort of a brand corporate synergy, you know, your song were to be featured on some product or, you know, a brand, what would it be? Would it be a whiskey? Would it be a...
What was that dry-ass beef jerky you got?
Okay, we would be the sponsor of Arizona's Finest beef jerky. It's probably, would still say they're from the 80s, but...
It's like Cousin Kevin's or something like that.
It was something, yeah, but we'd be very interested in that. Yeah, Cousin Kevin, talk to us. We'll be back in Arizona.
Move over Monster Energy drink. We got Cousin Kevin's beef jerky.
Kevin's doing it big. You know, man, I'm sorry, but if the city's really listening to this, dude, Dick's. We want to be sponsored by you. Dick's Burgers, we love everything about you.
Dick's Burgers and Rainier.
Dude, yep. Dick's Burgers, you've seriously bailed me out of some struggling times, knowing I could come to you with $10 and feed myself a
struggle meal.
Also gotten us into some struggling times.
That as well.
We love it.
Nice, dude. Well, there we go. The feed the artists with the $50 in $5 increments of Dicks.
Perfect.
Yeah. But that would actually get you a couple burgers, so that'd be pretty good.
I'll take it, man.
Yeah, that's
well
it.
Worth it.
Honestly, with the kind of what do you call it, benefits that their employees are getting, I would expect a couple of $50 gift cards.
Oh, man. Sometimes I feel a little jealous when I go up to that window and it's like, we will pay for your college. And,
for real,
you know,
dude.
All these things. And I'm like, Jesus.
It's crazy.
Dude.
They're like, your mom's sick. You got her too.
Yeah. Incredible. Okay, so let's jump into this question. What's the first album via CD, tape, you know, vinyl, you know, Apple gift card or whatever? First album that you purchased with your own money.
So hyped to say this one. Okay, it was in a CD store. God, big dating myself. I don't care. In the Chicago airport where they sold CDs.
Yeah.
And it was Arctic Monkey CD.
Okay.
Nice.
Ritz the Rubble. Yeah, I know. Top it. You ain't gonna.
That's not.
You ain't gonna. Oh, okay. Well,
Mitch, but Arctic Monkeys?
Arctic Monkeys, Ritz the Rubble.
Nice. Mine was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom, which I still back. I think that's a great album.
That's heat.
They had like 70 singles on that album, dude. Oh, yeah. It was just all singles. They wrote that album for like 10 years.
True. Now I don't even want to say.
Come on, Dave, say it.
Because if Kevin and Mitch are dating themselves... You guys are gonna
Steppenwolf or something? The first Rush album the day it came out or something?
Okay.
The Beatles, right when they came out?
The first cassette tape that I bought.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
With my own money was Beck Mellow Gold.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be like 10 years before No Doubt.
Yeah. I'm
and
a loser,
20
baby.
Years before whatever you were talking about.
Troy?
I'm the oldest one in the band, if anyone didn't figure that out. At 26.
There you go. Oh, nice, nice.
I think the first it was a CD. The first CD I ever bought with my own money was Slipknot, Subliminal Verses, Volume 3.
Nice.
Yeah. It was, yeah, that was a good one.
Are you sure it wasn't the Jurassic Park soundtrack?
When I was young, Jurassic Park 3 came out, and I saw it in the theaters with my family, and I was so into dinosaurs, I was like, that's an Elasmosaurus! And some guy was like, shut the fuck up, kid!
Throws his popcorn at your head.
I was like 7 years old, yeah, but yes. So
the Jurassic Park soundtrack?
Yeah, it was that, actually. Yeah. Okay. No, Slipknot, nice. Subliminal Verses, Volume 3, for
Cut your
sure.
angst out as a kid. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, angsty, brother.
Jurassic
yeah.
Park.
That's right.
It was Tristan, what about you, man? Well, you got a cool dad, so I'm sure it was something a little bit
My
more
dad's cool.
He's
yeah,
not,
he's, yeah,
he's not that cool.
He's not. Oh, he's going to be so mad at me for saying that. No, he's awesome. I hope nobody does any digging on the last interview that we did here, because I don't remember what my answer was, but it was a lie. I lied for sure. Okay. It was a lot of pressure, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've definitely bought my first album between now and then, and I want to say it was Iggy Pop. It was an Iggy Pop.
Really?
It was an Iggy Pop album, but it wasn't one of his popular ones.
Sure.
So it was like a real, real backtrack version.
Well, here's the thing is, when I was a kid, like, this is like, there was definitely the internet, but it was a prehistoric internet, 56K, so it's not like I had the internet in my phone. So I was at the CD store, and like, you know, I would buy whatever's the cheapest with the, you know what I mean? So, like, I would literally force myself to like albums, even if it sucked, because it was the only thing I
had. You had to listen to it front to back.
I got, like, a B-side Screeching Weasel CD that I ended, that, like, I would never listen to now, but I, like, know all the words because it was my $5 for the week.
That's
you know?
What it was, so, man. Yeah. You had to play it front to back. And by the way, not that anybody is really into buying records anymore, but they should, dude. That's why I'm into vinyl collection.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening, please, please buy as much vinyl as you can. It's awesome.
Do you think we'll ever see a Moon Fever on vinyl?
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about it, yeah.
Nice,
definitely.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Next fall.
Next fall, dude. Next we're dropping dates already. I like it.
Ooh,
nice. I like it.
Yeah. Maybe.
So you guys have some plans coming up here. You guys have the six songs that you guys recorded. You guys are going to be playing Jaunt there with Buck Cherry, and starting this week or next week?
Next week.
By the time people hear this, it would probably have already happened, but who knows. Anyways, when are you guys going to be playing the Northwest next? Do you have any plans to in 2023? Can we catch you guys maybe within the next year up here in Seattle?
I'm pretty sure we're done for the year, but
okay.
Mitch...
Hey!
Maybe next year, 2023?
Yeah, absolutely. You will be seeing us for sure
for
next
sure.
year.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, this is our city, man. We love it.
And I will say this, like, I mean, most of us done a lot of touring, and I will tell you the fans here are, like, truly the best fans I've ever played.
The best.
We did this show at Elko.
Power Man.
And I'm telling you, man, it was unreal,
the
dude.
Energy
the energy in the room was just, it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was
like
one of the
like
funnest
it's
shows.
To be.
It's how it's supposed to be.
Right, right.
Yeah, awesome. it was a really incredible show. Yeah.
That's
it
awesome.
Makes it easy to remember why you love doing what you do.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in your home state, which
is the best.
I haven't been able to do for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
That's right.
I mean, I can't even remember the last time I played in Seattle before our band.
Nice, dude.
6 years.
That's right. Yeah,
life.
You got you and Troy lived how long in LA before you moved back up
too
here?
Too long.
Too
yeah.
long.
several years. Yeah.
Good tacos though.
Oh,
very good tacos.
Lorena's.
Oh, Lorena. From Lorena.
Shout out Lorena.
All right, guys. If people want to follow along with you, how do they get in touch or follow along with your music? And
Tristan's phone number is.
Oh wow!
Please,
okay.
God, don't. Dude.
It would be Moon Fever Official on all your social medias, and just look up Moon Fever on Spotify music and all the things.
When
cool.
Google's
we're there.
Your Bings.
Yeah.
Your Googles. Your Bings. Your Google Chrome.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Your
please, God, listen to
us. Antivirus. We're Moon Fever. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
And we rip.
Cool. Well, we're going to go into another song here. All right. It's Moon Fever here on Loud and Local.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.